With all of the attention presently being paid to Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney's finances, most notably the ones he has yet to reveal, the ones he apparently only pays 15% in taxes on, it's not surprising to see him jumping aboard the for-profit education train as the campaign trail approaches Florida. The pernicious for-profitization of education, after all, is not news to Floridians. Our own governor has criticized traditional public universities for their lack of vocational focus. Romney ought to fit in quite well down here. A report in the January 14th New York Times addressed Romney's profit coddling, specifically in reference to Winter Park's own Full Sail University. The Times pointed out the fact that Romney's name-dropping of Full Sail on the campaign trail wasn't so much merit-based as profit-based. For one, the school's own merits are debatable. Though it has had some impressive showings on the entertainment circuit, the school's $81,000 video game art program had a 14% on-time graduation rate and a 38% total graduation rate. This while students average a $59,000 debt burden. Moreover, the school's chief executive, Bill Heavener, is co-chairing Romney's election fundraising campaign in Florida, personally giving about $50,000 to Romney in a super PAC. This apparent pay-for-play may be nothing new in the heartless world of politics, but it is a sad commentary for those who will ultimately be paying for it. Romney's for-profit plans aren't here to benefit students, just Romney and those who can turn a profit for him. That's a hard lesson to learn.